Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
Our students ranked first in the nation on achievement tests in each of the last 3 years on math and science. As parents, as teachers, as policymakers, and as a community, we should be proud of these extraordinary outcomes. I know I am.
That's Governor Deval Patrick touting Massachusetts students' performance in math and science when he signed the Education Reform Act earlier this year. The governor has said repeatedly that the Massachusetts economy of the future, meaning biotech, clean energy, and green technologies, depends on schools putting more emphasis on science, technology, engineering, and math education. But a report out today from Harvard's Kennedy School of Government questions the state's ability to stay competitive in these growing fields. It shows Massachusetts students falling behind much of Europe and Asia when it comes to advanced math skills. Joining us to talk about these results is the study's co-author, Professor Paul Peterson of Harvard's Kennedy School. He's also director of the Program on Education Policy and Governance at the Kennedy School. Professor Peterson, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much, Sasha, for letting me join your program.
Now, this study takes both a national look and also a state-by-state look. So I should say international look and state-by-state look. So let's focus first on state-by-state, because I think this is where we find some bright news for Massachusetts. Where does Massachusetts rank?
Well, the good news for Massachusetts is that we're number one, just as the governor said. It's 11% of its students perform at the advanced level, as compared to 6% for the United States as a whole. So, you know, we're doing almost twice as well as the country as a whole in turning out high-performing students in our public and private schools. These figures include all the students. It's a sample of all students in the state, whether or not they went to public school or private school.
So 11% in Massachusetts compared to a 6% average nationwide, but 11% is still a relatively low number.
Well, it is when you take into account the fact that 14 countries around the world are doing better than that, and a number of countries are doing a lot better than that. Students in Finland, 20% of them are performing at that level. Switzerland, Belgium, and the Netherlands and New Zealand are all well above 15%. Japan and the Czech Republic are well above the state of Massachusetts. And then, of course, there's Taiwan and Hong Kong and Korea, which are in the high 20s.
Which top the list.
Yes.
And in fact, as your report puts it, the United States ranks closer to a developing country than a developed country when it comes to students' math skills.
Well, yeah, when you look at the United States taken as a whole, it's really discouraging with only 6% performing at that level. Now, that's about the same level as Russia. The Spanish students are below that, Latvian, Italian, Israelis. So there are a number of countries of reasonable level of development, but these aren't the countries that the United States likes to compare itself to. And if we talk about France and England and Japan and Germany, those are all performing way above the United States.
Professor Peterson, when we talk about advanced math skills, what is it that our students should be able to do that they can't do?
Well, you know, this is the governing board of the National Assessment of Education Progress, which we're working with, and they decide what level is advanced. And this is really a pretty high standard that is being set. Now, these are the skills as measured in eighth grade and ninth grade, so we're not talking about calculus. At this point, we're talking about algebra and being ready to take on those demanding courses that are going to come later on. Because if you don't have the foundation by eighth and ninth grade, you're not going to be able to go to work at Google. Google, by the way, is paying its employees a 10% increase.
I saw that in the paper today.
Well, why are they doing it? It's because there's such a shortage of talented people that all their employees are running off to some other place. And all these companies are now chasing a very few employees, even in this economy where jobs are the name of the game.
So we're not even talking about students that can't do AP Physics. We're saying basic algebra, the foundation isn't there.
It's not there in eighth grade, ninth grade. No.
And why is it important that students know these skills? What is it that we potentially lose out on as a state and country if they can't do what other countries can do?
Well, the governor said it exactly right. If you have math skills, you will have a good job. There's no question about that. Even in this economy, you will have a good job. If you don't have those skills, your options are much more limited. Math is the scarce resource, human resource in the world today. And if you're going to grow the American economy at the rate that's needed in order to keep competitive in the increasingly competitive world market, you've got to have a cadre of young people who are capable of performing at the highest level. We're not doing that yet.
You and your co-authors have said that one of the ways we can try to correct this is to more aggressively recruit highly qualified math teachers and maybe even pay them more. What else can we do to try to fix this problem?
Well, the quickest fix, in my opinion, is to take very talented math instructors, put them online, give them the resources so that they can do fantastic demonstrations of what geometry, how to think about geometry and calculus and all the other algebra and all the other skills that are needed, and then use your teachers in the classroom in a supporting role to help explain to the students concepts that they didn't get. Because I think a lot of math instruction currently in our schools is at a very low level. And this would at least give our advanced students a chance at really high-level instruction.
And Professor Peterson, when we get to the why, your report says it can't just be explained by the United States being a very diverse country where we have racial inequalities we're still trying to recover from that bring down numbers. You've said that is not the reason. So why are we so far behind?
Well, what's interesting is that if you look just at the white students, you find that only 8% of the white students in the United States are performing at the advanced level. Now, in Germany, all students are performing, 12% are performing at the advanced. In Canada, 15% are performing at that. 8% of the white students, as compared to all students in Canada, 15%. I mean, that gives you an idea that it's really a broader problem than an education gap problem that we've been talking about in so much of our public discussions. And what can we do about it? Well, I think we really have to challenge students up and down the line. I think too much of it is can you pass a minimal test in order to graduate from high school? Now, Massachusetts has that test, and it is a good test, and it does challenge some of our students, but doesn't challenge our best students.
Professor Peterson, thank you very much. I hope the next time we talk to you, it will be for happier news.
Well, thank you very much for the conversation, Sasha.
You're welcome. Professor Paul Peterson is the author of a new study. He's a co-author of a new study that ranks states and countries in terms of advanced math skills. Stay with us. After a short break, schools are trying to follow the law and meet gender equality goals in college athletics. But should boys playing on the girls' basketball team count? I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.